It does feel for me, writing the music to Star Wars, that it's one entity, that it's one body, and that I'm adding parts to it every time, and that it is a that there is a continuity there in musical terms that is, as far as I know, in film, unique. And it's an opportunity that George has given, probably unwittingly, I mean, initially on his part, and certainly and unknowingly on my part. But in retrospect, we can look back and see now that we have this collection of themes and melodies and marches and battle hymns and all this of all kinds, weddings, funerals, everything you can think of that belong to this canon now of musical work, which I have to say, I get a big kick out of looking at it now, and especially due to the fact that in the beginning, at least in my mind, it wasn't planned out that way. Well, there are so many parts of working on Star Wars that are fun. I think always for a composer, the moment you stand in front of the orchestra and begin to conduct the music and hear it for the first time is the moment of greatest exhilaration for me as a musician. That will rival even the opening night of the film when all the people come in dressed and see a lovely film all finished by George. But for me personally, that first downbeat and hearing the orchestra begin, that's a big high and a great moment always for me personally.